Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has finally won the support of his own coalition party, who have agreed to support the National Energy Guarantee after a heated party room debate earlier this morning. The National Energy Guarantee would force energy retailers to meet tougher standards, which the government says will lead to cheaper electricity prices and lower carbon emissions. But these promises are a load of gobbledygook, according to former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who criticised the government's plans on 2GB earlier this morning.
This is seriously bad policy. It doesn't focus on reducing price, which is really the only thing that counts. Its complete focus is on reducing emissions. If you increase renewables and if you put reliability guarantees on the system, you're going to put prices up, not down. And the modelling which the government has released, I think, is entirely fanciful.
Tony Abbott was one of five coalition MPs who have threatened to cross the floor if the National Energy Guarantee goes through as is. This will be a major headache for Malcolm Turnbull, who now needs the support of Labour if the bill is going to pass through the House of Representatives.
Bill Shorten has only a plan for higher electricity prices and a less reliable system. The time has come for him to support the National Energy Guarantee.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten had his own complaints about the National Energy Guarantee, saying that the plan does not have enough renewable energy in the mix.
We've seen this movie before. For the last 10 years, the Liberal Party has just been fighting itself. What Australians want are lower power prices. The best way to get lower power prices is, of course, more renewable energy.
These claims are backed up by Chris Dunstan, Research Director of the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, who says that renewable energy leads to cheaper power prices.
Generally speaking, the renewable energy will tend to put downward pressure on prices for two reasons. First of all, the more generation that you have available in the system through supply and demand, simply by having any additional supply of any form, renewable or otherwise, that would put downward pressure on prices. The second reason why renewables puts downward pressure on prices is that renewable energy doesn't have fuel costs. You don't pay for the sunlight, you don't pay for the wind. And so their operating costs or their variable costs are close to zero compared to coal or gas, for example, which you've got significant fuel costs. So for both those reasons, renewables tends to put downward pressure on prices.
But Chris Dunstan also says that the National Energy Guarantee does very little to lower Australia's carbon emission targets. But he's optimistic that a future government may one day take more action on climate change.
The proposal under the National Energy Guarantee is for a carbon emission reduction target of 26% by 2030, which is in line with the federal government's commitments under the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The key problem with that is that on business as usual, that is on the basis of renewable energy that has already been built, is in the process of being built or is likely to be built, we will get close to or perhaps even exceed that target in the absence of the National Energy Guarantee. So the target is very weak in the sense that it doesn't drive very much or perhaps any additional renewable energy into the electricity system between now and 2030. And if we're going to meet our overall emissions targets across the whole of economy, we probably need, or we do need, the electricity sector to do more than just a 26% reduction in emissions. And indeed, if we're going to protect the climate, our whole economy needs to reduce emissions by more than that amount. So the NEG targets for emissions are weak.
Cheaper energy would be a relief for small businesses who have been struggling under energy prices, according to Peter Strong, the CEO of Small Business Organisations Australia.
Now, the big issue about this for small business is about cost. It's about the fact that the price of energy, electricity, gas, etc. has gone up so much that there have been businesses closed, but there's certainly some that are not recruiting staff the way they wanted. And there's a lot of people that are worried about how they're going to manage what potentially is a 30% increase in power costs. So the NEG is a way of giving small business some certainty. Now, no plan provides 100% certainty. That makes no sense at all. But this plan is the best one we've had for a long time. It's not perfect, but the energy market is also not perfect. Let's just implement it, and then we can get on with our businesses. And people can change the plan as they see fit, depending upon how successful it is.